Part 3. Impaired drivers continue to kill someone every 51 minutes, nearly 28 people a day, and almost 10,000 citizens a year. In the past decade, four times as many Americans died in drunk driving crashes as were killed in the Vietnam War. About 97% of Americans see drinking and driving as a threat to themselves and their families. Highway fatalities are one of the reasons Alaska has created tough laws against driving under the influence. Before you choose to drive after drinking, we want you to understand the possible consequences. For the cost of a first-time DUI, you could go 11,370 miles in a taxi. That's almost halfway around the world. Before you drink and drive, consider the consequences and alternatives. Consequences: 3 days in jail, $270. Court fines, $1,500. Sentencing, $250 plus. Vehicle impound fee, $300 plus. Loss of car, $, 30 days. Attorney: yours. Change of plea, $5,000 plus court proceedings, $3,500 to $5,000 plus DMV hearing, $850. Attorney: court appointed. Change of plea, $200 court proceedings, $500. SR-22 insurance, $2,000 per year, $10,000, 5 years. License fee, $20. License reinstatement fee, $200 per 255/100. Education compliance, $150 plus. Plus. Written test, free. Embarrassment, $. Taxi, bus, friends, $. Loss of driving privileges, $90 days. Loss of property, yours, another's, $. Loss of job, future jobs, $. 10 points on your driving record. DUIS stay on your record forever. LOSSOFLIFE, $, priceless, $. Must install an ignition interlock device if required, $1,300. Alternatives: designated driver, free taxi, $2 per mile. Average cost of your first DUI minus $22,740. Average cost of an alternative ride, $15. Administrative revocations: fraudulent use of a driver's license. Alaska law allows the Division of Motor Vehicles to revoke the driving privilege of a person who uses a false or fraudulent driver's license to obtain alcohol. The revocation periods are 60 days for a first offense and 1 year for subsequent offenses. Under 21 violations, minor operating a motor vehicle after consuming alcohol or refusal to submit to chemical testing. It is illegal in Alaska for a person under the age of 21 to consume alcohol. If you are under 21 and you operate a motor vehicle, aircraft, or watercraft after consuming alcohol in any amount, you can be arrested or cited for the offense of minor operating after consuming alcohol. If you refuse to take a chemical test of your breath, or your breath test result shows any quantity of alcohol, your driver's license, privilege to drive, or your privilege to obtain a license will be revoked by the Division of Motor Vehicles. This revocation will occur even if the criminal citation is dismissed, or you are found not guilty in court. The administrative revocation periods are 30 days for a first offense, 60 days if you have been previously revoked for this offense, 90 days if you have two previous revocations for this offense, 1 year if you have three or more previous revocations for this offense. Court penalties: a minor operating a motor vehicle after consuming alcohol or minor refusal to submit to chemical testing is an infraction. Upon conviction, the court must order community service and/or a fine up to $1,000. Administrative revocations for breath alcohol concentration results of 0.08 or more, refusal to submit to chemical testing. If you operate a motor vehicle with a breath or blood alcohol concentration of 0.08 or more, by law you are presumed to be driving under the influence, DUI. If, After being arrested for DUI, you refuse to take a chemical test of your breath, or your breath test result is 0.08 or more, your driver's license, privilege to drive or your privilege to obtain a license will be revoked by the Division of Motor Vehicles. This revocation will occur even if the criminal charge of DUI or refusal is dismissed, or you are found not guilty in court. The administrative revocation periods are 90 days for a first offense, 1 year if you have been previously convicted of DUI or refusal, 3 years if you have 2 prior convictions of DUI or refusal, or 5 years if you have 3 or more prior convictions of DUI or refusal. Prior convictions of DWI, DUI or refusal occurring in Alaska or another state within the last 15 years can be used to determine the revocation period. The DMV's civil action and the court action are two different procedures which you must deal with separately. During a revocation, disqualification, you may not drive the affected class of vehicle, get another license, or apply to get a driver's license in Alaska or any other state. You have the right to an administrative hearing to contest the revocation or disqualification. How to request an administrative hearing? You must ask for the hearing in writing. You may write your own letter or you may use the administrative hearing request form which can be found at any DMV or at the website below. When you submit your hearing request, you must include a copy of the front of this form and your driver's license if it was not already surrendered to the law enforcement officer. Your request can be dropped off, faxed, or mailed to the Anchorage Driver Licensing Office at the address below. If you mail your request, the request must be postmarked within 7 days of the date issued. Telephone requests are not accepted. You must apply within 7 days of the date issued on the front side of this notice, unless you qualify for a late hearing due to physical incapacity under AS 110.080, AS 28.15.166, B, AS 44.12.010 and or 2AAC 93.010, B. Once your hearing request is granted, you will get paperwork describing what the laws, procedures, and issues for the hearing are. If you make a timely request for a hearing and you have a valid license to drive, you will get a temporary license. Unless you are revoked by the court, the temporary license lets you drive until the date of the hearing. Facts you should know about alcohol. 1. A person's judgment is the first ability impaired by drinking alcohol. 2. Alcohol is a depressant, not a stimulant. It slows normal reflexes, interferes with judgment, reduces alertness, and impairs vision. 3. If you drive after drinking, the probability of a crash increases with each drink. 4. Motor vehicle crashes involving young people who have been drinking occur at lower average blood alcohol levels than do those of middle-aged or older drivers. 5. The type of alcohol consumed makes no difference in the effect of alcohol on the physical and mental changes that take place within the body when alcohol is consumed. It's the amount of alcohol which enters the body that counts. The same amount of alcohol is present in 12 ounces of beer as in a single shot, 1.5 ounce, of 80 proof alcohol or 4 ounces of wine. 6. Alcohol affects a person differently at different times. Physical and emotional condition, other drugs, even the amount of food in the stomach causes alcohol to affect a person differently. 7. After drinking, there is nothing you can do but wait. Black coffee, fresh air, food, or a cold shower might wake you up, but they won't sober you up. Alcohol is burned up by the liver and eliminated from the body through the kidneys and lungs. Only time will help. 8. Alcohol is medically termed a drug and a depressant. The combined use of alcohol and other drugs may be more dangerous to health and to highway safety than the effects of either the alcohol or drugs alone. Know your limits. As mentioned before, the effects of alcohol on driving depends on many different factors: food you've eaten or medication you've taken, mental state, degree of fatigue, strength of drinks. Therefore, it is difficult to know just how much you can drink before you drive. It takes an average of 1 hour to cancel the effects of one drink. Therefore, it takes about 4 hours to cancel the intoxicating effects of 4 drinks. The best policy is to not drive if you have been drinking. How drinking affects a driver. When you drink, the alcohol quickly reaches the bloodstream from the stomach, and quickly begins to affect the functioning of the brain. It slows reactions, interferes with vision, and reduces your sense of responsibility. Judgment, hearing, speech, and balance are impaired in relation to the level of alcohol in the blood. At the same time, alcohol creates a false sense of confidence, and a feeling your driving is not affected. The fact is that every additional drink lowers your effectiveness behind the wheel. It also puts you in a higher risk category. If you drink and drive, you may lose your driving privileges, and worse yet, perhaps your life, or take someone else's life. Think about it. It's not worth it. Alcohol. Drugs. Driving. Alcohol use is a significant factor in fatal motor vehicle crashes in Alaska. Almost 45% of all traffic deaths each year involve alcohol. Each year, fellow Alaskans will die on the highway as a direct result of drinking and driving. It is known that other drugs, and especially the combination of alcohol and drugs, contribute to a significant number of motor vehicle crashes each year. For this reason, Alaska has strengthened its DUI, driving under the influence, law. Drugs. There are other drugs or substances that also interfere with a person's ability to drive safely. Here are a few things you should remember. 1. When taking prescription medicine, ask your doctor about any possible side effects that relate to driving. 2. Drugs, including some allergy remedies and cold pills which you can buy without prescription, may contain compounds that can affect your driving. 3. Amphetamines are used in stimulants and diet pills. Overdosage of these, and other drugs like tranquilizers or sedatives, can make driving dangerous. 4. Never drive after using illegal drugs. These are especially dangerous because there is usually no way to be certain of their strength or purity. 5. Alaska law also forbids driving under the influence of any controlled substance, which includes narcotic and non-narcotic drugs, not just illegal drugs. The penalties for driving under the influence of a controlled substance are the same as outlined previously for driving under the influence of alcohol. 6. Drugs have been shown to impair driving ability. Certain prescribed drugs can cause drowsiness and decreased alertness. The combination of other drugs and alcohol increases the effects of each individual drug. It has been estimated that at least 25% of the prescription drugs used today are capable of interacting with alcohol. Therefore, it is important for you to be cautious about drinking alcoholic beverages if you're taking medication. Such combinations can be fatal, especially if you're driving.